The staple foods used in daily meals include rice, corn, potatoes, and cassava. Among these, rice, both sticky and regular, and corn are the primary staples. Potatoes and cassava are mainly used as supplements to rice. During crop failures or shortages, potatoes, cassava, yams, arrowroot, and tapioca flour serve as crucial food sources to help overcome these periods of scarcity. Ingredients used for cooking include various meats, fish, insects, and pupas cultivated or foraged from nature. However, daily meals do not always include dishes made from meat, especially self-raised livestock such as pigs, chickens, and ducks. The Hemu people have a tradition of consuming three meals a day, a light breakfast, a main meal for lunch, and dinner. In some places, the main meals are in the morning and evening, while lunch is a lighter meal. Like the Thai people, the Hemu primarily eat sticky rice, known as hemat neung. However, they tend to make fewer varieties of colored sticky rice compared to other ethnic groups. Dishes made from meat include boiling, grilling, pickling, drying, aprui, soup making, frying, raw eating, and salads. The Hemu people also prepare stir-fried dishes, although these are not very common. One of the most well-received dishes among the Hemu people is lam nyok, also known as achat. The Hemu people also have a dish called bria, made from the intestines of grass-eating animals, similar to the Thai dish nap bia. Dishes made from fish include grilled, fried, soup-based, fish-only or mixed with vegetables, bamboo shoots, or rice, pickled and fermented when fish are abundant. The most delicious and popular dish is grilled fish or bamboo tube-cooked fish, cá lam trong ống nứa. Speaking of traditional beverages of the Hemu people, one cannot overlook gân wine, mùi xà. This is also a highly favored type of wine. Currently, alongside traditional dishes, the Hemu people have also learned to prepare and enjoy dishes prepared in the style of the Qing people, such as stir fries, frying, salads, which appear at weddings and community gatherings.